I want to give you a really, really encouraging thought today about our great God that comes from a very unexpected story in the Bible. I love to listen to my Bible being read, and sometimes as the reader is reading it to me, I catch something that I may not have caught just reading it for myself. And this phrase really stood out to me. I'm reading in Exodus 8, the story about the 10 plagues, which is an amazing story. So much to talk about in this story that God does. One of the most powerful displays of the might of our great God is in Exodus 8. If you are going through a hard time, maybe the evil day, maybe so much is happening right now in your life and you don't understand it and you definitely don't see a way out, I encourage you to read Exodus 8 about the 10 plagues. This is the phrase that caught my attention. Verse 31, the Lord had sent a swarm of flies. I hate flies. Do you hate flies? And a swarm of flies, now that's just disgusting. But more than disgusting, it would be destructive. It would be horrifying how many flies there were around these people and their animals and everything that they had. And there's so much to say here, but the Egyptians themselves had to suffer all of this because of one man, Pharaoh. They all had to pay the price because of Pharaoh. But when Moses prayed, because Pharaoh asked him to pray, to take away the swarm of flies, please pray to your God to remove the flies. Moses prayed, listen to this verse, 31. And the Lord did according to the word of Moses. And he removed the swarms of flies from Pharaoh, from his servants, from his people. Here it is. There remained not one. Now, my friend, not one fly. Think about how many flies would be swarming around the land of Israel. Billions, probably billions of flies. Not one, not even one dead fly anywhere. Nothing, not one fly. Have you ever gotten flies in your house in the summer because of people opening the doors or the windows and you've got some flies and you just cannot get rid of them? Maybe two or three flies and they're driving you nuts. God had billions of flies to take care of. And just because Moses prayed and asked him to do it, he solved the issue so well that not one fly was left in the entire country. Wow. I want to encourage you today. I want to encourage myself. When we pray, God has the power to answer our prayer in such a complete way that nothing negative will remain. There's a verse in the Bible that says, "The blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it." There's no downside. There's no scar left. He can answer our prayer that thoroughly. The big, huge mess we have in our lives, it could be our fault, it could be somebody else's fault, it doesn't really matter. It's still in our lives. We have all the flies around us, whether or not we did anything to deserve it or not. But with Moses' prayer, all the flies were gone. There remains not one fly left. God can change your life that drastically and that quickly. Friends, let's have faith in him. Let's pray with that kind of faith. Let's not pray for a C+ answer to prayer. let's pray for a complete 100%, not one fly left answer to prayer. God wants us to pray God-like prayers, God-size prayers, and He wants to flex His muscles for us. I want to see the miracles of God in my life. I want to see Him clean up messes in my life that I cannot even imagine could ever be removed. And I want to have that much faith for you too. So this week, what is the impossible prayer? What is the thing that could never be completely healed? God can do it. Not one fly remained. Have a great week, friends. I love you. I'm praying for you this week. Let's walk in love, loving God through loving others.